Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We currently have the Monkey King in one corner terrorizing kids. We've got the Demon in the other corner trying to come in to the basically the party. And then in the middle, we have Swamp Thing with Abby, who's trying to protect everybody. Let's see how everything shakes out in this episode.
All right, so then we go to our last issue, issue 27.
Yep.
And it starts out literally where we left off in the last in 26.
Was
where
Etrigan popping through the roof.
Yep. Everybody is screaming their heads off. Everybody's freaking out.
Now it's a party.
Yeah, basically. The Monkey King is... Once Etrigan jumps down, he swipes at him and takes a good chunk. Looks like takes a good chunk out of him, and he's just screaming. He is that again. The art style is amazing. And
yeah,
beautiful.
It's pretty wicked.
Damn, man! Like these comics definitely give the creepiness. You know, back.
Oh, they
the
definitely
80s.
Have a lot more dark in them than you know. It's pretty great though.
I mean, even now, like there's still some dark now, but not as bad. This is a Vertigo title. This is trying to bring back the whole comics are they're fun and everybody can read them, but let's give more of adult centered, and Vertigo did that wonderfully. So we
get
back to the story,
back to the fight. Yeah. So Etrigan and the Monkey King are
They're battling it out. Like, it's just in front of everybody.
And Abby goes to grab Paul away, because the Monkey King still got a hold of Paul.
Yep.
So, as soon as the Monkey King has to let go of Paul to, you know, start fighting Etrigan, she grabs him and pulls him away, which the Monkey King starts getting the better of Etrigan and beating the hell out of him.
Again, go back to the art.
Yeah.
Just seeing
that
in his eyes.
Yeah.
Like, dang, man.
Because, you know, as soon as she takes the kid, he, you know, rages out.
Yep.
And starts beating the hell out of Etrigan.
Because that's his master.
Exactly. And which is where Swamp Thing comes in and fucking drills him, tells Abby to run for the swamp because, you know, that's obviously where he's got the most power.
And she makes a comment about how you could take on these two monsters, and he's like, no, three monsters. Run.
Yeah.
For to himself,
exactly.
Obviously. Then we go to... We find out Matt is not dead. He's... still alive. This
sort
one thing
of.
That bugged me.
Bugged.
Yeah. Hold on. But he's like, he's questioning where she's at. And he's like, I bet she's with those kids. Always with those kids. She just got the job today, dude. How is she always with the kids?
Actually, I think that was supposed to be a... I don't think she'd actually... I think this is further into the future.
No.
It's not?
No,
so
this is
all the same
this
day.
This is all the same day, dude.
Oh, well, damn, then he's
like,
really...
Like, okay, so she...
Well, because she had to have... I'll say, yeah, it had to been at least 2 days because she would have had to have the job for long enough to come in the second day.
Because she went in, she was talking to Swamp Thing, saying, I got a job today. Or a job interview today.
Yeah.
No.
No, she said she had started the job that day.
Yeah.
So that would have been the first day. And then the second day was when she walked in and got attacked by the kid, right?
No, that was first day.
Oh, that was... Okay, so this is all in one day.
It's all one
so
day.
So he's bitching about her being gone for one day.
Yep. But he's also an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And complete cycle.
Another thing that I don't get, though, I mean, I don't know if you know much about cars, but where he is at in the car, in order for those parts of the car to be by him, he would be crushed into a tiny little box.
I mean, here's the thing. All we're seeing is his head. His body is crushed.
Fair enough.
So it's highly possible. I mean, because look at him. He's practically dead.
Yeah.
Like, he's not doing good.
Anyways, so as he's, you know, monologuing himself here, do you hear that? The buzzing? Is that a fly? He said, whose blood is all this? And he's talking like Abby's there. And then...
Because he really wants Abby to be there.
Yeah. And then he says, oh, God, I don't want to die. And then a voice says, you don't have to. And he says, I can see the alarm, see the alarm that I have caused you. Please feel free to scream if you want to. And he's being talked to by...
looks like a giant
nasty fly.
Yeah,
like
a huge horse fly or something
like that. Yeah,
literally. And when I say giant, I'm gonna say about a foot long, and like it's just a thick, huge,
nasty
thing.
Looking thing.
We go back to Abby running with Paul, trying to get him away. He's like, "But the Monkey King, he came." And he starts spelling Monkey King, and
she freaks out.
She yells at him.
I know how to spell, goddammit! Oh,
yeah. And she quickly apologizes. you know, she's scared, which, you know, makes sense. Everybody's scared right now. And to make matters worse, she starts hearing Etrigan behind her, and he does his little rhyming thing, but he basically says he knows what he has to do. He's got to kill the master, which means he has to kill Paul. Abby tries to put up a little bit of a fight, which doesn't go over so well.
Now he slaps her once and she's out for the count.
I don't want to say out for the count. She's down.
Yeah.
But we also see a tree being ripped up from right the ground, from the roots. And we've got Swamp Thing back as he takes this tree and bashes it into Etrigan's head. He's like, okay, well, I can, you know, two can play that game. Pops back up and slices off his arm.
Which he just picks up off the ground and slaps back on there like
it was. And then he punches him with the arm. Like right after he just attached it. Like it's great. But as is happening, Abby has
picks
grabbed
up Paul and runs away with him. As she's, you know, hiding in the trees, something wet falls on her face and she looks up and the Monkey King is above her and you know, he's basically just reaching down.
Snarling. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And then we bounce back to the fly and Matt.
And the fly is basically offering, hey, you know, I can help you out. You know, you don't have to die. I can help you with this, and I can help you with your wife as well. And he's like, oh yeah, no, this is,
you know, making a deal with the devil, so to
basically
speak.
Although Matt's like, oh no, this is a hallucination. I'm not really thinking this. And the fly's like, yes, of course it's a hallucination. If it is, you've got nothing to worry about, right? And Matt's like, oh no, I guess not. All right, cool. Well, why don't you just go ahead and open up your mouth as wide as you can?
Yeah.
And so he does it, and the fly
walks
right
in. And he says, there, that wasn't so bad. Now it's time for my side of the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And then we come back to the Monkey King, which as it's attacking Abby, it turns into Matt.
Yeah, it shows her fear, which it's pretty bad if Matt is her fear.
Yeah.
Her own husband.
Uh-huh. Ugh. And then, of course, it shows the kid, you know, Paul. He says, you know, leave her alone. And he yells at it, and it stops. And it switches over to him.
Yeah, he says he's not afraid anymore. He's like, you know, I know you killed my mom and my dad. I'm not afraid of you. And the Monkey King goes, he forms the face of his mom
on this hideous body, though. I mean, it's like, yeah.
And he's like, no, my mom's dead. And he spells out dead because he has to spell. And he finally got to the point where he's fed up with the Monkey King. The Monkey King is not his friend. It never was his friend. And he is just yelling at it, belittling it.
Basically telling it he's not afraid of anything that it can do.
Yep.
And
it shrinks down to the size, to like this little tiny thing.
That fits into a 6-year-old's hand. So, yeah. I mean, it's got to be, you know,
super tiny. Etrigan sees it.
Picks it up and eats it.
Yep. He's like, all right. Yep. We're good now. And then he makes a comment to Paul where, you know, demons and monsters failed, but angels, referring to Paul, you know, prevail. And he thanks him for doing that. And then he turns to Abby and he says...
Well, let's recite this in verse here. You have my thanks. One warning I'll afford. Your parents freed the monkey with a charm spelled out on a random letters on a board. Was there some further fiend nudging their arm? The answer, madam, is for you to know. Too much I've said. My job is done. I've got to go. And she's like, wait, what do you mean?
Yeah. Which I guess when I first read that, I didn't put two and two together. I know what's coming from researching. But so, you know, Abby wants to go chase after him, and she asks Swamp Thing to take Paul back to Elysium Lawns. I was about to say Fields as well. And so
Elysian Fields, Elysium Lawns, whatever.
It's the same thing. So she runs off. Swamp Thing's like, okay, I guess I'm doing this. He asks Paul if he's scared, and Paul's like, no, not anymore. Can I go home, though? Like, I really need to go home. And on their way home, Paul asks if Swamp Thing had been afraid. He's like, yeah, I was. A little bit.
Well, what, like, did you see?
It's good to, well. Oh, yeah. So, okay.
He's like, and he says, I saw a fire. I once knew someone who died by fire. And he said, you know, he asked, were you afraid? Yes, a little. And he says, that's good. I mean, you know, it makes me feel better. I mean, even if monsters get scared sometimes, then it isn't so bad, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then Swamp Thing says, you know, no, it's not so bad.
Abby, as Abby is running through the swamp, she finds Jason Blood on the ground. That's when she realizes that Jason and the demon are the same person. And he's like, yep, you are correct.
Yep.
He tells her that our psyches are different, but we're constantly at war. And we did strike a bargain.
But demons cheat at all bargains because that's their nature. He's like, oh yes, I have grown more like Etrigan. And he too has grown more like Etrigan.
Yep.
He was merely borrowing a little bit of my intellect and vocabulary, and he has not changed. We're still at war, and I fear it's a war that I'm losing.
And she goes up to him to Jason, is like, well, the demon, he, you know, gave a warning to me, or about me. Is there anything you can do to help? And he's like, a warning, huh? Yeah, that's on him. That's his secret. I have no idea what he's
And he says, but he cannot help you, but Etrigan does know things that I don't, and if he warned you, you'd best stay on your guard. Sometimes demons may offer words of wisdom, and sometimes they even offer the truth.
Mm-hmm. So we go back to Swamp Thing, dropping Paul off to the... And then I like how this one...
Residential school.
Yeah. When did it change? That's interesting. Somebody came through, saw all the damage. It's like, we need to get some insurance off this.
We can't call this an autism thing anymore. We have to call it something else.
So he drops Paul off, and then he goes back to the swamp. And then Abby looks like she's walking back to the hotel that her and Matt are staying at. And Matt pulls up with his car.
Intact.
Car's intact. He's intact. And he's, you know, apologizing. And he asks if she needs a ride. Opens up the door. And she gets in.
And we
drive off.
And we get another riddle here at the end. Thus mollified she goes, harsh words forgiven, down highways in the dark by demons driven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we stop.
That is the end.
We get this cute little picture this copy of Swamp Thing with some roses growing off of his hands.
It's pretty normal. Awesome. I mean, that's
it's like a really good unused picture.
Painting or something. It's not part of the actual.
This iconic painting of Swamp Thing by artist Michael Zulli first appeared as a retail poster before becoming the cover art for the second trade paperback edition of the Saga of Swamp Thing. Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed this. The first couple of issues, I know we talked about it before, but were tough to get into. But as soon as you get past all of the
getting rid of everybody to where he could actually start his own storyline.
Yeah, like that was great.
As opposed to being, you know, dragged down by previous people's, you know,
which I know a lot of writers have issue with that.
But at the same time, I mean, at least he didn't just try to start it over. You know,
he did, but in his own way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't just like a fresh start. You know, like where you get, you know, like a reorigin and everything like that. It was a, you know, I'm going to take it where you guys left off and...
I'm going to run with that.
I'm going to rip your skin off and, you know...
I mean, again, I'm excited to read the rest of this run, which I think there's 6 books of these.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he was on the run for a good couple of years. I mean, he's
on the run for a good couple of years.
Well, yeah. I'll say he's no Dan Slott with doing Spider-Man for 10 years, which he's... I think 800 or 801 is his last issue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is why I'm getting those issues.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, 800.
Yeah.
Milestone stuff.
I'm actually probably going to have to go out and pick those up just so I can make sure I can get them.
Probably. Yeah, because they're probably going to sell.
Yeah.
But no, like this, I really enjoyed the art. I really enjoyed the writing. I've read a lot of more. Well, maybe not a lot of more. I've read a decent amount of Alan Moore's stuff, and I've always enjoyed it.
I'd like to read more of Moore. This is the most of Moore I've ever written.
You want to try that again? more. But yeah, what was your take? What did you think?
I actually liked it. I liked it a lot. Like I said, this is my first actual comic book, you know, with Swamp Thing. So
yeah, and I think I said, I don't know if I told you on mic or off it, but I've read him in a few different things here and there. Actually, at the time of this recording, the Swamp Thing special issue that came out 2 or 3 months ago. It was like a one shot. That was a good read.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was. Blanking on who the writer was. I want to say Charles Soule, but that's not right. It just the story itself was like pretty awesome. It because I'd read this, And then reading that, I'm like, okay, I can see some of the parallels of what's going on in Swamp Thing's character.
Honestly, see, the only Swamp Thing that I had to reference this to, other than, you know, reading this here, was there used to be a TV show.
Yep.
And I used to watch that with my dad.
Was TV show
or a movie? I don't remember. But
I think it was the movie.
It could have been. I just remember watching it with my dad when I was a kid. Like, I don't even remember anything about it.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But I do remember watching that way back when.
It's kind of like the old Flash TV show. Like, I used to watch that. And then, like, when I started watching the Flash they have on the CW, you mm-hmm. know, I was like, his dad looks really familiar. Where the hell do I know his dad from? And then,
Dawson's Creek! What? Yeah, his dad in Dawson's Creek as well.
Oh, no, dude.
And that's where I recognize him from.
And they had done something. And then when he had on the costume for Jay.
Oh, for season 3?
I was like, that's it. He was the old one. And then, like... it
took you 3 seasons to realize that?
Dude, come on. I didn't actually look it up. I mean, that's fair.
I did.
Because every time I saw it, like, I was usually, you know, like, on my phone either, you know...
okay, that's fair. Yeah.
And, like, I was actually watching it, so I didn't want to stop watching it on my phone to look it up on my phone. So...
Yeah.
Because that takes a lot of effort.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.